Welcome to MetaStrategy's Forum on World-Class IT. I'm Peter High, and I'm pleased to welcome Mike Gioia to the broadcast. Mike's the Senior Vice President of Information Technology and Product Management and Development at Paychex Incorporated, a leading provider of payroll, human resource, and benefits outsourcing solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. With over 28 years of experience in product management and strategy, Mike's considered an impactful leader among many HR and technology colleagues in the realms of technology integration and emerging technologies, a topic we cover in some depth in this interview. Among other responsibilities, Mike leads an organization responsible for supporting the employee basic services as well as the back-end capabilities of product offerings for all of Paychex internal clients. Prior to his time at Paychex, Mike served as Chief Information Officer and Executive Vice President of Products and Services and Operations of Workstream Incorporated, a firm providing enterprise and mid-market talent management solutions for clients. Prior to joining Workstream, Mike also served as Executive Vice President of Products and Services at Workscape Corporation, a private human resource services company based in Massachusetts. Mike holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science from the State University of New York at Oswego. I recently caught up with Mike in his office in Rochester, New York, and our conversation covered World-Class IT Principle 1, People, as he spoke about the division of responsibilities on his team, Principle 4, IT and Business Partnerships, as we discussed the interaction between his role in product development and management and the way in which he collaborates with colleagues and customers in various ways, as well as a variety of other topics.
This is Peter High. Please consider reading my new book, Implementing World-Class IT Strategy, How IT Can Drive Organizational Innovation. The book covers topics such as the CIO as strategic facilitator, the development of IT missions, facilitating corporate and divisional strategy, the development of IT's own strategic plans, the development of enterprise architecture, reviewing, refreshing, and communicating strategy, and a variety of other topics. You can find it at Amazon.com, my publisher's website, Wiley.com, and at your better bookstores. Thank you very much. Mike Gioia, welcome to the Forum on World-Class IT.
Thanks, Peter. Glad to be here.
Mike, I thought we'd begin for any of our listeners who may be unfamiliar or less familiar with Paychex, that we just begin with general description of what the company does.
Sure. Paychex was founded in 1971. We're a leading provider of payroll, HR, insurance, and benefits outsourcing solutions for the small to medium-sized businesses. We have more than 100 offices around the country, as well as locations in Germany and Brazil. We're about 12,700 employees. We service about 580,000 clients, and our total service revenue for our last fiscal year was $2.5 billion.
Interestingly, Mike, you are not only the chief information equivalent at Paychex, but you're also the head of product management and development. So you head both IT as well as product management and development for the company. And I wanted to talk a bit about that division of responsibilities. First of all, the logic of having a single executive over both of those, the benefits to you, of course, more importantly, the benefits to the company, and also how you've structured your time and your teams in both of those directions.
Yeah, it is a great role to be able to, and a very good capability of having those various pieces together within the organization. To help a little bit from a responsibilities point of view, as you said, I have product management. I also have the program office for all the projects in the company, development, the IT operations, a call center, which I'll talk about as well, and also the chief information security officer. From an internal point of view, because I know a part of the question is interactions with clients. From an internal point of view, we support all of the employee basic services as well, of course, providing all of the product offerings for all of our clients, including all of the back-end capabilities required for our various service providers. And we have a call center to provide service to those clients and to those internal clients. From an external point of view, we don't have, let's say, a direct connection to the clients. In other words, my team is not servicing any clients. We obviously are servicing the products, and we have to maintain a high availability environment through our software as a service platform, which our clients interact with. But our field operations and the branch locations and various call centers and the business operations are those that directly interface with the clients And when any of those service providers have any questions or problems, they directly interact with us. The main driver for this structure was really to help enable speed of transformation to software as a service company, to drive the culture and process transformation from a service-based company to a software technology-based company. And to do that in a lot of today's practices and technologies, that really requires the ability to quickly and daily, you know, deal with product-related issues, IT-related issues, platform architecture-related issues. So it really helps us to quickly execute against our Paychex Next Generation initiatives in this area.
In terms of the teams that you oversee, Mike, are they operating in parallel spaces based on the different lines that you have reporting to you and the different areas of responsibility we've just described, or are there others who are like you who play in multiple sandboxes, so to speak?
We're aligned very much from an agile approach. We've transformed the organization to an agile approach, which means we really have like the three cornerstones: the product owner, which is the product management, scrum masters and those various types of roles, which are part of the project office, and then the solutions leads, which are part of the development organization and architecture organization. So we're very structured around that at all levels, the goal being from an agile point of view, at the top of the enterprise with my team, I can bring that kind of three-legged stool together, and we can push the backlog that we want into the various agile teams easily through that process. Obviously, as those agile teams have things that they're looking for guidance from, they can push those up that chain. The folks specialize in like product management, program management, IT, and solutions leads, and we're pretty much structured from a product line or product management perspective or a program office perspective. So I have somebody that reports to me that's responsible for all development and test for all our products, and then I have a person responsible for the program office and the product management office with all the product owners, and then the IT operations, where we've put the architects and the infrastructure platform within that organization, along with the IT operations and call center to service our internal providers.
What was the logic in combining these sets of responsibilities in a single executive? I know your predecessor, if I remember correctly, did not have as broad a purview as you've had. And so was this a recognition of a change in dynamics in the competitive landscape? Was it projecting forward the continued increase pace in innovation and the use of technology and so many of the products that the organization puts out, and therefore the having somebody overseeing multiple legs of a stool in this way? What were some of the reasons that were used in order to, or the logic that was used in order to combine these sets of responsibilities under one executive?
That was a lot of the logic. We knew we needed to transform. We had an initiative to develop and build our Paychex Next Generation platform, which is a software as a service platform. So we needed a much tighter link between the product side and the development side. We wanted to change to an agile approach so that the teams could be more productive. And we wanted to create internally our own infrastructure as a service and a platform as a service for our development customers internally, so that they have a platform to work off of. This drove everything from a DevOps perspective, bringing dev development and operations together, really moving to those agile roles, as I mentioned, and transforming both the people, the culture, and the processes. We went from a product siloed approach to a portfolio approach, because in Paychex Next Generation, it wasn't just a payroll platform any longer. It was an HR payroll benefits platform where we want to tightly and seamlessly integrate all of our ancillary products that we sell. And so we wanted to be able to do that with speed, and that required daily discussions from a product point of view and from a technology point of view and from a platform point of view and a structure point of view to enable all of that. And I think it's really helped us drive this transformation very quickly.
Interestingly enough, Mike, you've actually been a product executive longer than you've been a CIO across a variety of companies in the HR space, companies to include also SAP and Oracle. You've had product responsibilities, R&D responsibilities, and when I say product, both development and management. Can you talk a bit about the advantages of having had those experiences in now taking over the CIO role? Do you feel as though the portions of your responsibilities that align
dealing with the traditional responsibilities of a chief information officer are enriched for having grown up through R&D, through product development and product management?
A good question. Yes, I do. I think there's a number of things that have helped with my background. And as you mentioned, a lot of it being in R&D. One of the things to note is in the R&D world, I've been in HR payroll domain in those roles for over 15 years. So having a good knowledge of the products and domains and applications of the area certainly has helped in everything I do and to leverage that. I also, the experience I've had what was in mainframe areas with IBM and ERP with companies like PeopleSoft and SAP and best of breeds, whether it was at Brash Ring or WorkStream or HRsoft, those various roles have given me a really good perspective on different things. Also, though, in those areas, really dealing with proprietary platforms like a PeopleTools platform and then the applications on top of that. So I learned a lot about very robust platforms and understanding the distinction between what applications are looking for and what platforms should provide. And then moving into the best of breed world and open source world, really beginning to get much more engaged in open source frameworks and platform as a service frameworks. Best of breeds have played that CIO role where I really got a lot of learning on what it takes to, and the issues and challenges in taking product and getting that into the infrastructure environment, rolling that out and maintaining high availability with hosted solutions. All of those various experiences along with the experience in the HR payroll domain have really been really be able to leverage here at Paychex.
You mentioned earlier as you were describing your areas of responsibility that your team doesn't necessarily have direct customer responsibilities. But I wonder, are there ways in which you encourage your IT team to have touch points with the customer, to have a broader context as to how the products are used, sort of a forest as well as a trees perspective on the products that they're serving?
That's a good question as well. We do a number of things. The first is that in our agile teams, we have our business operations leaders. Those are the folks and the leads that are really driving and managing the various practices and policies and interacting with their organizations, which are providing the service to our clients. So that business operations team and field operations teams are highly involved. There's leads that are involved on the agile teams. So those agile teams have a day-to-day interaction with the business side who are interacting with the clients. We have various usability forums where we do usability workshops where we bring in clients and different user types, CPAs as well that service our clients and other user communities, brokers and so forth, where we bring them in as we look at our usability enhancements, our roadmap of the functionality in that we're trying to transform. So we utilize those forums and those workshops to engage more directly with our clients and their users. We do a variety of market surveys on an ongoing basis through our client portal. They utilize that a lot as a mechanism to get feedback from our clients. And we've also recently started to incorporate user feedback directly into our apps. We just started this with our mobile applications, so clients can easily give us feedback at any point in time in their workflow. And we're now going to be incorporating this into our desktop apps so we can get kind of live interactive feedback from our clients. And then we do third-party market and surveys. So we try as many different ways. Paychex being in the small to mid-sized market, and the volume that we have, we can get a lot of analysis from trends and data of the 580,000 clients. At various times, we also have folks that go out and actually go on the road with some of our sales reps as well to get more direct experience, especially in the leadership ranks.
You operate in an industry that is incredibly dynamic. Human capital management, generally speaking, is a very innovative space. There are traditional competitors of yours like the ADPs of the world. There are the giants, some of whom you used to work with, who have renewed emphasis and vigor in the space, as well as a number of cloud-first or technology, online-first type solutions, Workday, for instance, and others. There's so much that's going on, and so much it evolves around technology innovation in one sort or another. And I'd love your perspectives as somebody who, as you point out, over 15 years of experience across many of these same companies and others, and now from your very significant perch within Paychex, how do you see this landscape evolving across the coming months and years?
It's going to just keep going. I mean, I think the SaaS is certainly here to stay. There's various things that will continue to drive infrastructure as service and platform as a service. We will, from a Paychex point of view, continue to stay very focused in this area. Our goal and our approach and vision is to enable our clients and their user community, CPAs, brokers, Paychex service providers, their employees, and so forth, to do what they want, where they want, when they want, and how they want. And that means really exploiting device independence and the technology. It's a fast-moving space, and these frameworks also generate a very competitive environment. You go to a lot of HR payroll shows, there's new companies propping up all the time, and the barriers to entry are more and more getting reduced for anybody to almost enter any kind of market, because with these frameworks available and these platforms as a service, I can set up an office. I don't even need to get into too much telephony if I don't want to. I can get just almost anything to get my office going, let alone my R&D organization, through open source frameworks and things like Cloud Foundry and other things that are out there, where they can jump on these platforms and just be continue to develop whatever innovative ideas are coming up with. So it's going to be a very competitive environment. That's exciting. That will continue to go. Competition is good, and we have to ensure through our approach that we can drive innovation and continuously increase our productivity.
Are there any innovative ideas recently released, or those that are forthcoming, that IT's had a particular role in, and as well as your broader product management and development teams, that you care to talk about?
There are innovative ideas and things going on. I would say not much to talk about publicly. What we can say that I think has happened quite a bit is what we've driven in getting through this approach is really built a SaaS platform. So we now have a software as a service platform, our Paychex Next Generation platform. We finished a lot of the major releases at the end of the last fiscal year. We've migrated our clients onto that platform from our small market, and now we're doing that in the mid-market space, continuing to build that out. If you go on out there and download the Paychex mobility app, I think you would see best practices in place. You would see an innovative approach to how we're interacting with our clients. And so we've done a lot of our innovation through our offerings and changing our offerings in the software as a service platform. We're working on developing new offerings and new capabilities.
And it's not so surprising, given all that you've talked about, the emphasis in multiple parts of our conversation on agile methodology, that you have turned your team much more into an agile shop. I can only imagine that traditionally, in years past, that perhaps waterfall methodology was used to a greater extent. Given the kinds of changes that you're talking about, as well as the dynamism that you've referred to in the marketplace, it's no surprise that would be the case. Can you talk a bit about the journey to turning the team into a more agile team, the way in which you've engaged your partners internally and externally in order to facilitate that journey, and any other sort of lessons you care to offer?
Sure. It's a fun topic, and we're still on the journey. We have about 18 months left to complete the entire organization being agile. We're standing up about 12 teams a quarter. We have about a couple of dozen teams set up in a true agile approach. So that gets to the journey. You're very right. In the beginning of the journey, when I first took this on, it was a waterfall approach, a very classic waterfall approach. And it was waterfall in a product siloed approach. That is, each product area and offering that Paychex had was a very dynamic company since it was founded. There was a lot of autonomy in these various lines of business that were stood up, and they all went kind of on their own. So the first was to create this Paychex Next Generation platform as a framework, and then begin to work to go from a product management and an individual program to a portfolio, and really leveraging and understanding all the projects that were going on and how we're going to bring that entire portfolio and leverage our internal assets to the max to try to drive that. So some of the early steps was going from a product project approach to a portfolio management approach to understand all of the work and the interdependencies of these products that were needed to integrate, as well as the transformation of these products into the platform to enhance the integration required from a software as a service point of view. The other thing was, since we've always been an internal kind of service-oriented culture, less of a software packaging, we had to really drive those processes as well, so that we could really roll out our products more effectively. Because as you go into the SaaS world, as you well know, and we're providing those capabilities to our clients, the service provider is no longer directly in the middle. They now go on and they can, if they desire, we they can go on and run their own payrolls and submit their own payrolls, or they can call their payroll specialist to submit their payrolls. So we give them the flexibility to interact with us on these models in various ways, and we had to drive the transformation of those processes to do that and mature that. And then we started over time to pilot various agile projects to make sure that those agile projects were inclusive of all the things we wanted to do in the platform, from monitoring and learning and managing a SaaS environment within that product line, to really being able to drive innovation, iterative deliveries to enhance those product lines. And then we went from kind of this waterfall to a paychecks agile to now true agile teams being stood up about a 12 a quarter, and we'll have about 80 teams all said and done on this new generation platform where everybody is working to that one edge and delivering a lot of offerings to the market.
Before I let you go, Mike, you talked about a number of prominent trends that clearly Paychex is riding the wave of, but I wonder if there are any others that we haven't yet touched on that particularly excite you as you look out a few years.
As you look out, things will continue in the area of mobility frameworks. You see, for example, a lot now mobile-first design, which obviously we're doing in the world of HTML that helps facilitate device independence. We'll see more and more platforms as a service come out. Obviously, we're in a highly regulatory environment, so there's lots of opportunities for Paychex in this space to help our clients, given the complexities of, for example, healthcare, so forth. Social media and integrating more social media, as I mentioned earlier, starting to now integrate client user feedback. To what extent will we engage employees and employers and their various users that they interact with? I think social media, big data, mobility, software as a service, platform as a service, these will continue to evolve, rapidly change. Tool sets are coming and going. New tool sets are coming out of things you couldn't do before. So it's fun and exciting. I just think this is just going to keep going.
Wonderful. Well, Mike Gioia, thank you so much for joining us in the Forum on World Class IT and sharing your perspectives, sharing a bit about your experience. And it's really been a great conversation.
Thanks for having me.
You've just listened to a podcast in a series we call Meta Strategies Forum on World Class IT. If you like what you've heard, please consider reading my book, World Class IT, Why Businesses Succeed When IT Triumphs, published by Josie Bass, a division of Wiley Press, in December of 2009. Both the book and the forum on World Class IT offer stories from a wide range of top IT leaders relating to Meta Strategies' five principles of World Class IT. The five principles are as follows. Principle one is people, and it's really the foundational principle. Without the right people doing the right jobs at the right time, it'll be nearly impossible to achieve excellent performance. The second principle is infrastructure. We like to say that this is the principle that separates proactive organizations from reactive ones. If infrastructure is not reliably performing its tasks, the IT organization will become stuck in reactive mode, consistently fighting fires. If systems and hardware and networks and so on work reliably, then a larger portion of the organization can think about the future. The third principle is project and portfolio management. This is the engine through which new capabilities can be brought to bear on behalf of the company. It is important to ensure that projects are delivered on time, on budget, and on target, and that the portfolio collectively supports the objectives of the business. The fourth principle is IT and business partnerships. It's important that, first and foremost, the different parts of IT, from business analysis to development and QA, through to support and all other aspects of IT, communicate effectively and efficiently. It's equally important, then, that IT develop a partnering relationship with the business that it is a part of. If the three prior principles are done well, then IT should earn a place at the strategy-setting table, driving different parts of the business strategy. The fifth and last principle is external partnerships. Outsourcing is becoming a crucial weapon that organizations are employing, and managing these relationships to ensure that value is achieved is critical. In the fourth principle, the organization has learned and contributed to the discussion about what is strategic and what is not. Once that's clear, then it will be easier to determine which aspects of IT might be better managed by external partners or vendors. For more information on these five principles and the sub-principles that are associated with each, please visit our website at www.metastrategy.com, and please share your thoughts and comments by contacting us at feedback@metastrategy.com. And our theme music was written by David Armin. I'm Peter High. Thanks for listening.